From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Southern California, strikes over health care issues are making daily life difficult. A Los Angeles transit strike that began this morning has left up to 500,000 commuters stranded without buses or light rail trains. And a few days ago, clerks at some grocery store chains in Southern California began a strike, which then led to a lockout. That's led to deserted supermarket aisles and delays at the checkout counter. And that job action has now spread to parts of the Midwest. Tonight, we have two reports. First, NPR's Carrie Kahn on the transit strike.
The mechanics union walked off the job just after midnight as talks with the Metropolitan Transit Authority broke down. Bus drivers, light rail operators, and other employees honored the strike, leaving transit officials with no one to operate the system. That left commuters scrambling for ways to get around town.
Now, the first one left already.
You're kidding. What time is it?
I think she left before me.
Several regional lines, including this short ride bus service in South Los Angeles, were still running. But that wasn't much help for people who depend on connecting to MTA buses. Many used the short ride bus as far as it would go and said they would just walk the rest of the way. Brenda Kay, a medical records clerk, was trying to get downtown and was upset with the mechanics for walking off the job.
It puts people in a bad predicament. But, I mean, they have a reason, I guess, to do what they have to do, you know. But you should think about the next person, too. You know, just like my mom always say, if you don't like the situation, you know, get out of it or whatever. Find some better situation.
But Rosalind Kemp, who was trying to get to work in Santa Monica, said she sides with the mechanics.
Well, I think they deserve to go out if they're fighting for their health and welfare. They need it just like anybody else. We all need to make concessions to help one another, and that's just the way I feel about it. We have to think about each other.
About a half an hour to go. It's going to be cloudy all day at the beaches.
At one of the more than 20 picket lines around town, several dozen mechanics holding union signs leaned against the gates of this MTA office building. Talks between the mechanics union and the MTA broke down over the weekend. The two sides are at odds over the union's health care fund. Transit officials charge that the fund is insolvent and mismanaged. The union says it needs larger contributions from the MTA to deal with soaring health care costs. Mechanic Kenny Tramayo says it wasn't an easy decision to walk out, but after more than a year of working without a contract, the union had to do something.
Now, you never prepared for this. No one is prepared to strike. I know they can say, hey, we may strike, and you can say a year from now, but, you know, most of the time you living from paycheck to paycheck. So, you know, nobody, and this is something that nobody wanted. Nobody wanted to go on strike.
But MTA spokesman Rick Jagger says the mechanics are being unreasonable.
They gave the people of Los Angeles less than 12 hours notice that they were going to go out on strike. That's outrageous. And we want them to come back to work, and we want their union leadership to come back to the bargaining table and bargain a fair and equitable agreement on both sides.
Jagger says with state cutbacks and transportation expected to hit more than $1.4 billion over the next 6 years, the union must do its share to ease the pain. However, for now, commuters say they're feeling the pain, especially those who have no other options for getting around town. According to a survey by the MTA, bus riders are poor and working class with a median income of about $12,000 a year. Commuter Maria Johnson did the only thing she could today. She stuck out her thumb.
We flagged down this Volvo. We didn't care if it was a man or a woman, black or white. We didn't really care. We were trying to get to an AA meeting. And so far, we started off about 6:15 from Adams and Crenshaw. And right now, we're at 48th and Crenshaw. And thank you very much.
Both the union and the MTA say they're willing to go back to the table, but they're also digging in for a long strike. The last transit walkout 3 years ago lasted 32 days. In this strike, no new talks have been scheduled. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.